All right, we're back with Steve Patterson, the founder and author of CourageousChristianFather.com, the online blog. And so let's talk a little bit about the God's Not Dead movie. You've seen that?
Yes, I've seen it a couple of times, actually.
A couple of times?
And I just bought it, too, for my birthday.
So you just picked it up for yourself, gave yourself a birthday gift.
Yeah, birthday gift, yep.
Awesome, awesome. So if you were going to blog about that movie, I'll put you on the spot here. What would you say?
Well, I don't know. I would just say that it's one of the best Christian movies that I've ever seen, for one. And then if anybody's struggling to wonder how they may be able to maybe share God with somebody, you know, and prove that God's not dead, maybe they can use some of the debate that I think his name was Josh used in the movie there about God's not dead to his atheist professor. So that's pretty much the sum of it, you know.
A lot of apologetics in that movie, for sure.
There is a lot of apologetics. And it kind of seemed to coincide with some of the Baptist churches who done the D3 Vacation Bible School, which was on apologetics theme, too.
Okay, cool. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Very neat. Very neat. So what do you think made it a good movie?
I think it made it a good movie just because, you know, people out there, they related to a little bit of everybody, you know. Some people that may have doubt. Some people that may think they know some stuff that may have not known anything, you know, and, you know, most everybody here knows, we probably at least know somebody who's either agnostic, atheist, or non-believing in God. So, you know, we all
it is the cool new
it.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I did see the movie as well. And first of all, what made it a good Christian movie is the acting was okay. Most Christian movies, you can't really say that. and the apologetics in it were very well researched. They did a good job on the apologetics. Yes, very good job. And so did you, I don't want to give the movie away to anyone that hasn't seen it yet, but at the end of the movie you were challenged to do something. Did you do that?
Yes, I did. I've done it, and every time I've watched it, I've done it. And then I even blogged about it. I blogged about the challenge, and I even done other languages that you can do that challenge in.
Oh, cool. So what other languages have you done it?
I just done the one because that's the only one that I know people that speak.
Okay. All right. Very cool. Very cool. God's Not Dead released today, actually. Right?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Yesterday was Tuesday. Yeah. Tuesday. On new release Tuesday. Okay. Very cool. Very cool. So let's talk about what you do with your... Oh, nope. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go here. I want to hear about the pirate blog, the sea blog.
Okay, I've been doing a series on my blog that I just completed the other day. It's called Bible Stories of the Sea. I've shared this basically like a brief synopsis of it, you know, like the brief of Noah and the Ark. Just it's real short, you know, like maybe you can do this as a Bible stories for your children or your youth group or something. I've done The Parted Waters. Some people might be surprised on how many times God actually parted the water. You can find out at my blog there how many times that was.
It's going to make me go look.
Yes, I'm going to make you go look. And just like your listeners, they need to go look, too.
Right on.
You know, that's the point of that.
Absolutely.
That's
that is the point of
this. That's
what
my little excerpt was.
Yes.
I've done about fishing for men. Did you know there's people out there fishing for men? The water turned to blood. There was a Bible story right there of the sea. Then there's the calming of the storm. And then there's a few other stories that I have there. And I'm sure as time goes on, I may end up adding to the series there. As I do more research.
So this is not a blog. This is a series of blogs?
This has been a series of blog entries, yes.
Now, do you have it organized as such to where, like, if I wanted to just read those blogs, I could click on something?
They're done on my tags and my categories, plus on the sidebar of my blog where I have a bunch of other links. I have a link that says Bible Stories of the Sea. You click on that, then it'll give you every single one of them.
Very cool. Very cool. So check that out, CourageousChristianFather.com, Bible Stories of the Sea, and tell us about the pirate thing. Now you left that part out.
Yes, I have me a pirate costume that I've done. I first started off at, you know, I kind of like the pirates and stuff. I used to like the Pirate of the Caribbean stuff, so, you know, I had a costume I'd dress up every year for Halloween and that as a pirate just for fun. And then one year, International Talk Like a Pirate Day was on a Wednesday. I was off at work at the job I had on a Wednesday then, so if you dressed up like a pirate on that day, Krispy Kreme donuts would give you a dozen donuts. if you talked like a pirate, motivation. Not dressed up, you got one donut. So I went to three or four area Krispy Kreme donuts dressed up, got the dozen donuts, and took them to church because we have snacks for the kids.
That's
so I took
awesome.
Them to the church. So and then I just kind of evolved with it. And then here recently, I just kind of I changed my shirt a little bit. I took an old shirt that I had and put my blog logo on the front of it. And then on the back of it, it says, "This pirate's a follower of Jesus Christ."
Very cool. So let me, I got to do it. I want to hear you ask for donuts in a pirate voice. I got to do it.
Shimmery timbers, ye matey. You got the donuts there? I don't know. It's got a little southern twist in it.
A little southern pirate going on there. Pirates of the southern, oh, what's the lake down here? Douglas Dam Lake. There you go.
I actually live near Cherokee, so Pirates of the Cherokee Lake. Or
Pirates of the Cherokee Lake. There you go. Yes.
Me ship be jumping over to the Douglas Dam every now and then.
So the rest of this interview will be in pirate knees. No, just kidding. Let's talk more about the blog. One of the things that I thought was cool when I first met you, which, by the way, I met you at Unity Fest.
That's correct.
Yes. Sam, thank you. If you're
yes.
listening, Sam, thank you for
yes,
doing
thank
Unity
you,
Fest.
Sam.
Finding Favor was there that day,
right? Yes.
And you guys had a tent.
Yep.
You and go ahead and mention
Man, my
your partner, friend.
My friend Justin Breeden. He used to go to my church, and he recently, probably about a year and a half or so, got ordained and is a minister at another church now. So
yes.
So we went there. We were handing out some Gospel of John's gospel tracts, and we are also doing the Good Person Test, which is part of the Way of the Master.
Yes.
So it just points you through the law, and you ask a series of questions, and then you show the person the need to have a Savior.
We might do that at the end of the interview. We might find out if I'm a good person.
I got a
you
good
got the card on you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay. We might do that. We'll find out if I'm a good person or not. Jeff's looking at me like he already knows the answer to this question.
I saw that look.
Jeff is with us. He's just being really quiet. I don't know how this even happens. If you don't believe in miracles, you should be in this room right now.
He's a great. Because
we're 20 minutes in and Jeff has not said hello yet.
He's a great person. He's a great person.
Jeff from Servant Warrior Radio, Servant Warrior Ministries, and the Unabashed Fest. We just say a quick hi to you.
Hey, guys. Thanks.
So you can pipe in anytime you want.
Absolutely.
Now that everyone knows you're here.
Thanks.
So I met you that day, and we were talking, and the Are You a Good Person card was really cool. And then you started telling me about your blog, and you have a lot of musical content on your blog. And boom, there was our connection. So tell me about how you come about the music content that you have there. What took you down there? What got that going for you?
Well, about a couple years ago, I got more convicted about it and switched to listen to only Christian music. I'm a single father with custody of my daughter. She's 16, and it's the only type of music that I will permit in my house. On her iPod and mine, we got rid of all secular music. If it wasn't a Christian or faith-based music or song, then we got rid of it off of our media list. We got rid of all the other non-Christian-based music as well, and that's the only thing we listen to. And
so you're hating my library right now.
I'm not hating your library. I think it's pretty cool. You got all these really, really old vinyls here. You know, that's what's pretty cool, though, you know. I don't have nothing wrong with it. I just felt more convicted to just
personally.
Listen to...
So you're not one of them people that thinks your personal conviction is God's conviction for the entire world?
No, I'm not. Totally all not
right.
on this one
that's
here.
Right. Exactly.
No,
right. There are some things, yes.
So.
Very cool. Well, on the blog, I'm going to give this away. You did a 30-day challenge.
Right.
Yes, and I've heard other folks do this. I think some of the big radio stations
do
it as well.
Yeah, some of the big radio stations do that.
Is that when you went to the
all? Yeah, that's
all,
what I was going to say.
All right,
from
so
one of these
radio
stations.
Tell us about that, what that did to you or for you.
Well, I don't know. I was actually listening to primary Christian music then at that time anyways, but I just started doing it, and then I was like, I kept hearing it on the radio. I was like, you know, it's about the only thing I listen to now. I guess I just didn't even notice that I was doing it, and so after that, I was like, you know, I'm going to put this on my blog and encourage and challenge other people to do the same thing. And some people, I still do that, too. I ask them what kind of music they listen to, and they'll tell me a little bit of everything. I was like, well, I encourage you to listen to nothing but Christian music and do that for at least 30 days or so. And I'll give them suggestions of some stations to listen to, you know, that are local or even national or whatever. So
Internet, maybe.
Righteous
maybe,
Rock
just
Radio.
Maybe internet.
Wonder where that was going.
Yeah, right? Now, this is before I met Steve, so I can't even there's no self-motivated purpose to this part of the conversation. I just found it very intriguing. So what happened after 30 days? Well, I mean, seriously, what did it affect you at all?
I think it did affect me because when I hear some of the other types of music and that, I just have no desire for it. Every now and then I'll be in a store and I hear it. It's like, hey, I remember that song, but it just doesn't seem to do much of anything anymore. You know, just the Christian music just seems more uplifting and more inspirational or something like that. So that's why I just kind of suggest it because it gives you more of an upbeat feeling in that. So I primarily listen to mostly country music beforehand, so we know what country music, a little twangy and sometimes a little depressing in that. So
right. Well, I found that really intriguing. even though I have this music library here, I'm probably 95% Christian music. Every once in a while, I'll get a mood where I want to put on a Bob Seger song from back in the day, or when I'm cleaning. I shouldn't tell anybody I clean. My wife might be listening. But when I'm cleaning up the area here, I love oldies. Just put on oldies. They were so simple. That's when love was so simple. You had a crush, and it just made you float through the sky, and love was simple, you know?
You made those cassette tapes. You put your favorite songs on there.
And when I say oldies, I'm talking like 50s and early 60s. Like, even before I was born, that music was just it was so simple.
I enjoyed some of those music, too, growing up. And I'm a little bit younger than you, but not much.
Right. So, but anyway, I find that to be true, and I really didn't believe that it could be true, but I find it to be true that if I go 2 or 3 days of listening to the radio in the car and secular music, et cetera, your thought processes kind of change a little bit. Not like I want to go out and, rob banks or become some criminal on the front page of the newspaper, but it does change a little bit of your focus and your outlook on life a little bit. So
right.
I just thought that was really cool. So are you going to do another 30-day music challenge?
I can always post something else about it again, reiterate the challenge again, because I like sharing some Christian music videos that I find on YouTube. I try to find the official video that's actually done by that band, but sometimes they don't have their song on there, so you'll find some other people that do. So, so I'll just share that one, but I prefer to use the actual bands or like one of the other radio stations that has it where they came and played acoustically to their station and they videoed it.
Yeah, that's always cool to find the alternative versions of songs. Absolutely. If you did one, do another 30-day challenge, let us know. We, Righteous Rock Radio, might jump on that with you and help promote that. If we did it on our own, it kind of seems a little self-promotional, and some people think that it's really bad. But if we do it with someone, they might say, hey, there's something to this here.
I'll do that. Yeah.